Shmuel. Ah, we're in the middle of the story of Rabbi Avraham Ben Nachman a little bit. You can get a lot from this book, even though it's about Shmuel Shapira. And when we touch another dmut, how do you say dmut?
Personage.
And personality. Mm-hmm. And the person that we meet in the book, he spoke to, especially Rabbi Avraham Shterna, who was the grandson of Shachna, who was the son of Rabbi Nassim, and he was great grandson of Rabbi Nassim of Breslev. Yeah. He had a very difficult childhood. A few months after he was born, his mother said goodbye. She died. In those days, it was 150 years ago, a lot of people just died. It's not like today, that most people live till at least to a certain age, they live. In those days, people died very young. It was a lack of hygiene, and also they're starving there, the body couldn't, if there was a little bit of disease, finished, you know, there was nothing.
No penicillin,
no nothing. Right, with Duke. Stuff with today, it used to be that you have a delicate reot, and you see delicate reot.
Pneumonia.
People died from that. Even young people died from that.
Yeah, no cure.
Not everyone died from it. Kids usually cure from that. But, adults, they.
No, there are a lot of reasons why the life expectancy was low, because a lot of kids died.
Yeah.
They didn't have what to protect the kids, and they weren't immune at that
moment.
A lot of kids died.
Anyway, his first few years.
What time period is this?
150 years ago. His first few years, he was with his father, and his father was married to a woman, and they lived with them. But then they saw that it's better if he grows up in the grandfather's house. His grandfather was a grandson. His grandfather was the son of Avinatan, of Shachna, one of the sons of Avinatan. Yeah. So he went. He was the rabbi of Cherim, and Rabbi Avraham Nachman grew by him. And that was a achlata goralit b'chaya yelid. How do you say gorali? It was a crucial decision. Because that's what changed him. Gorali. Yeah, Gorali can be a lottery, it can mean mazal also.
So, how's
it
crucial
for that? It's crucial.
A major decision.
Life changing decision. It's crucial, that's the word. I feel inside out the dictionary. Look at that. Gorali. Anyways, he grew up by Beit Saba. Yeah, and that's where most of his chokhmah came from his grandfather. And like Avraham Atzma said, that most of the Torah, he learned Be'iyun with his grandfather. And then slowly, his grandfather also pushed him into Breslov, of course. Okay? His grandfather, knew Rabbeinu. No, let's see, his grandfather?
Shechna was born after Rabbi Nachman died.
Rabbi Avraham.
One second.
Of course he knew his grandfather. What is this thing here? It's a mistake here. It's a mistake.
So that what?
His grandfather married to meet Rabbi Nathan. It's a mistake here. It says the grandfather.
The niece of Rabbi Nathan.
It was the son of Rabbi Nathan.
Of
Shechna. It was the son of Rabbi Nathan. I think he means Rabbeinu. Oh. He means Rabbeinu. I think it's a mistake here. Moharan, not Moharanat. He married to meet Rabbeinu. Of course he married his father. His father, 40. Of course he knew his father. He was born when Rabbeinu was alive. Anyways, he learned from Rabbeinu. Right, so he got Rabbeinu from first hand.
Rav Shechna.
Yeah, he met Rabbeinu. Rav Shechna, the son of Rav Nassim, which is the grandfather of Rav Avraham, he met Rabbeinu still.
When was he born?
Rav Shechna?
Yeah.
No idea.
From his first marriage. Rav Nassim's first marriage?
Yeah. Yeah, כשהחל ללמוד, כשהחל ללמד אותו תורת ותמורת, Yeah. When he started, his grandfather started teaching him Torahs in the Likutei Maharan. Yeah, they used to learn it together.
Shemda.
And his
first wife, the wife that passed away, was Shemda.
Amnatha's wife?
Yeah, the one that passed away, Shemda.
I don't know.
Darwish. The Darwish.
Not Dar Yavish.
No.
Anyways.
She was already very old.
First, they used to learn the Likutei Maharan Pshat, reading the whole Torah. Then they used to connect each part to the beginning of the Torah, like the way Rabbeinu taught it, basically. Right? And then they used to go even deeper and deeper into the Likutei Maharan until they learned the Likutei Maharan according to Kiz Va'ari. They learned it very, very deep. Right? And more chidushim. And also Rabbi Avram, he married to meet in his grandfather's house all kinds of tzaddikim that were together with Rabbeinu. Like who? Like the Kehuda Rodesh, Avi Zekeno, Rav Tzvi Arye. Avi Zekeno is the father of his grandfather, I guess.
Tzvi Arye was the Rav. Was he the Rav of Breslov?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking. From the time of Rabbi Nachman, who said, who was the Rav of the time of Rabbi Nachman? In Breslov?
In Breslov or Baron?
Baron. And this is who?
No, this is Cherim. From Cherim. Anyways, he married to meet his grandfather's father for a few years. I guess it's from the other side or something. He was the son of Rabbi Aaron, Tamid of Rabbeinu. I don't know the kitzur. We have time? No. Top, we got some of the Rabbi Aaron.